thank you both for joining me on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Tell me a small bit about the business. So it's called the Boot Clinic.
So in the Boot Clinic, we repair old football boots, pretty much anything that happens to the boots, whether it's a hole in it or separation from the sole, pretty much anything we can fix. And we also offer stud customizations or stud conversions. So we change the plastic studs on the boots to metal, so it's more suited for the winter and when the ground gets softer.
Brilliant, fantastic. Where did the idea for the business come from?
I suppose we had boots of our own that had torn in the past, and we were looking for places that would fix them for us, but there was there's nowhere in Ireland that would do them for us, and we'd messaged places in England and stuff, and they just never got back to us, so we decided to do it ourselves.
It's a great idea, and I suppose it's good to have that bit of experience yourself because you kind of know exactly what you're looking for. Have you taken part in the Student Enterprise competition before?
No, this is our first time.
And why did you decide to take part?
It's a good experience, I guess. We'll probably never do anything like it ever again.
Yeah.
Also, it's just a bit of fun, like.
Yeah, it's something different, I suppose, isn't it? Brilliant. And how did you find the whole experience? Was it difficult, or was it easier than you thought it might be, maybe? Or
it was good. I suppose it took a lot of time to get stuff set up and, like, even getting the stuff ready for the stall for the day of the competition last Friday. It just took a good bit of time.
And in terms of the business then itself, how did you find that whole experience? Did you enjoy kind of setting it up and getting it off the ground?
It was hard enough at first because we had to get loads of work done on social media to get the customers in. But once now it's good now, and I'm very busy now whenever I get home.
Was having a business something that you maybe considered before this, or was it just kind of that you decided to take part and that's where it all started?
Well,
we weren't expecting it to get this big, like.
Yeah.
We all need, obviously in the school we take part in the whole enterprise thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to come up with an idea, and we thought of that, and we weren't expecting it to get this big.
Was it a shock then when you won your category, or did you kind of think on the day it was all going well, or how did you feel?
We went into the Dragon's Den thing, and there's some questions that we weren't really too sure of, so we didn't really know going, like, when they were giving out the awards and stuff. But yeah, it was good surprise to win it.
Fantastic. It must have been a great feeling considering you put so much work into it that, you know, you were getting recognised for your efforts.
Yeah, it was a very good feeling, to be fair.
And we'll say on the day itself when you were up there, what did you have to do? I know you had a stall, as you said, and you were setting that up, like, and were you pitching your idea then to judges?
Some judges came around to us, some teachers as well, and students. And then they just asked us about the business. We told them about it. And then we had to go to Dragon's Den and we had to pitch our business.
Was it hard to kind of get up in front of people and pitch the idea, or were you happy enough with the concept you had come up with that it was easier?
It was hard enough, yeah, because we didn't think we're going to have to do it. So we kind of just came up with answers on the spot and hope for the best.
Well, it all worked out well because you did very well, which is great. So you're preparing now to take part in the national final, isn't that right?
Yeah.
And when's that on?
The 9th of May in Mullingar.
And must you do anything between now and then? We'll say, are you going to tweak any part of the business, or is it just kind of to keep growing it between now and the 9th of May?
Well, we're going to hope that we can get our social media pages even more popular. We're going to adjust some things in the business plan. And we hope for the nationals, we're going to make big improvements on our stand.
Tell me, you mentioned a business plan there. Was there a lot of that kind of aspect to taking part, we'll say, that you wouldn't have done before, we'll say, putting a plan in place, and how did you find doing that?
Yeah, it was our first time kind of typing out a business plan. So it took a while to... We kind of looked at what people had done in the past and put our own twist to it.
Yeah, there's a lot of work behind the scenes, I think, that people don't really know about as well. So it's great to see that you're getting recognised for it. You mentioned your social media. What's the page called if people are looking for you or want to find out more?
It's The Boot Clinic on TikTok and The Boot Clinic on Instagram. So if you just look that up, it'll probably be first to pop up.
Brilliant. And is that how you do your sales? Is it through the social media account?
We through email, TikTok and Instagram. But we also have lots of people that just, friends of friends, they add us on Snapchat or whatever and just ask us if they can give us the boots.
And how long does it take you to repair, we'll say, a pair of boots, or to do what the studs?
For the repairs, I do the repairs, he does the stud conversions. For the repairs, I have to clean them first if they're dirty. And then I have to get them ready for the gluing, which doesn't take too long. But then the gluing process takes about a day or two for the glue to fully cure. And then I have to stitch it, which can take 1 or 2 days to fully finish it.
Brilliant. And what about yourself then, Stephen?
For the studs, I kind of take them off, cut them off, the plastic studs, and then drill through them and then put in a thing into the inside of the boot and then screw in the studs. So it might take about an hour or so to do a set, like the two boots in a pair.
And you were saying that the benefit then of having those studs instead of the plastic ones is that they're better for the weather, is it?
Yeah, when the pitches are softer during the winter, or if you're playing sports like rugby, you might need more grip on the pitch, and the metal studs provide more grip than the plastic.
Very good. So it's well worth coming and giving you a call and getting the boots sorted for the weather, because we definitely get lots of bad weather out here. It's a great idea, and huge congratulations, and the best of luck with the finals.
Thanks.